Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You have just tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. In fact,
on a finally a Friday.
Yes, I'm really excited. And, you know, mixed emotions, but it's been an amazing journey, I have to tell you. And if anybody is just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Prudence. We've got Dr. Stephen Trudeau.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, we got Barry on our board. And our phone number here is 805-639-0008. It is actually my last day on this show, but I am actually going to be on tomorrow on our sister station, which is 1520 AM 1520 KVTA at 2 o'clock, and a whole nother new beginning. And so I'm really excited.
It's a graduation.
It is. It really is. You know, I mean,
I was thinking about that on the way in today and thinking, you know, what should we talk about? I mean, you're always action packed with all kinds of things and guests and speakers and books and everything.
I left room for us to talk.
But I was thinking, you know, it's graduation season right now. And what does that really mean?
There you go.
Well, graduation, spring, new beginnings. It's perfect timing.
Yeah. It really is. And, you know, it's funny. Because, you know, I wrote a little something to kind of share with everybody, and I hope that you stay through our whole show so you can hear it. Because we do have Noelle coming on today. Noelle is one of my favorite therapists, and she's going to be talking about smile. It's good for your health. And, you know, I mean, can't get any better than that. I mean, really, that's what we all, if there's one lesson in life, is to just, you know, be happy. Be happy through this life that we know about. And and then we have something that it's kind of a cute name on her book. Title is Don't Hook Up with the Dude in the Next Cube. But Nancy's going to, and Lindsay, I think we're going to get both of them on there, are 200 career secrets for 20-somethings.
A perfect little book for the new college grad, right?
Yeah, there you go, right?
Jobs.
Yeah, graduation, let me tell you. So,
you know, there's a lot of wisdom that people need, you know, in order to graduate and move on. And the book learning, you know, is just part of it.
Yeah.
And so books like this, you know, can really help people.
And, you know, it's interesting, even as we get older, you know, and more advanced and through our lives, sometimes we didn't pay attention in school when we were supposed to. And it's interesting to go back and learn those things. It's never too late.
Yeah. Well, it's not always a skill, though. Some of these things, like finding that job and the ways to behave in a career or the little subtle things, it's not really taught. So if you don't pick it up or no one's shared it with you, where do you learn it?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's exposure and you know, and that's why I guess one of the best skills you can teach a young graduate is how to absorb information, how to pay attention to where is the wisdom. It's in mentors and teachers and coaches and spiritual leaders and, you know, places like that, historical figures and sports figures. There are people out there that have wisdom, and you have to be aware enough to be able to absorb it.
Absolutely. There you go. Well, if Good anybody point. Is just joining us right now, I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. And, you know, there's so many lessons, gosh, that I've learned through this whole journey. I mean, it's been a few years now.
Yeah. And well, I started doing the Motivational Mondays over a year ago with
you. I know, yeah.
And boy, what a fun journey that was to every Monday morning give a shout out to the world and say, let's get started, you know?
There you go. You know, I want to tell everybody that it's just because we're not going to be on KKZZ anymore, we are still around. We're all here for you. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you how many letters and cards and gifts and calls and
emails
that I've gotten from all my listeners. And I just started to, because I thought, I'll just mention a couple people's name. And oh my God, I really was overwhelmed because you don't, in your mind, it's day to day to day of what you do. And
what's really exciting is on the new sister station, we actually are going to be reaching, I think, 3 times the amount of listeners.
I know.
It's such a growth thing. So really, congratulations, Kim. I hope you receive that. That is such a big gift. And we have more people to share value every day in every way.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So if you have been tuning in every morning, I know there's a lot of you faithful people that wake up with me every morning, you know what? Share my new show with you, with your friends, because it's just going to get bigger. This is just another start in my life. It's just another start.
And graduating.
I am. And let me tell you, it's one day a week. It's, in one sense, it's great because, I can spend a little more time with my family in the morning, but I'm going to be sending out newsletters, my mommy moments. If you want to be a part of that, give me an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Or if you don't do email, I know a lot of you are like, I don't do email. Call me at 805-419-0008. We are all going to be, my friends are my friends. I don't do friends like part-time. I do them for life. I'm like a lifer.
That's true.
I really am. And so they're going to be checking in with me. It's just going to be a party on Saturdays here.
And I was going to ask you, what are you going to do this weekend? And now I
know. Guess what? There you go. Yeah.
I'm going to actually go out and run in that Love Run in Westlake Village on Sunday.
Very cool.
Nice. Yeah, it benefits Senior Concerns and Meals on Wheels.
You know what? That's going to be one of my thing. My younger daughter, actually my older daughter runs too, but my younger daughter is starting to run.
Oh, nice.
And I think that's one of my new goals. It's interesting. I'm going to have so much time on my hands, which is going to be so new. I'm going to do some classes. I really want you to be able to get in touch with us because let me tell you, we've talked about a lot of stuff that we're going to do. We do have our June 7th. We have Women in Wealth.
Yes, we do. That's Women in Wealth coming up.
And that's at 6:30. In Westlake, and it is free if you have an invitation to it. So I want you to be there.
I wish I could go.
I know.
I'm excluded.
I know.
We'll tell you all about it.
Only this one time, but then we're gonna get everybody.
We could always have a Men and Money.
Ooh. Yeah, there you go. All right. See, we got our next gig
Women
right there.
Women and Wealth and Men and Money.
So anyways, but definitely call me or give me an email so that I can get an invitation out to you because it's going to be fun. We've got Prudence is going to be speaking about Mindset Reset.
Nice.
I'm going to be speaking. Lisa Berman's going to be speaking about making every moment an aha moment.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And Hannah is going to be speaking about wealth.
That is an amazing event. Yeah. I'm really jealous now. Is somebody going to videotape it and post it?
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Hopefully. That would be a good idea.
Yeah, we'll have to get Kenny over there and see if we can get him.
That would be great. Yeah. One man allowed.
God. I don't know. Well,
the audio guy.
There you go.
Visual.
Anyways, well, I do want to get started with our first guest. And you know what? I do want to also thank all of my sponsors and my partners and all my advertisers. And
you've had some great sponsors.
I tell you. And you know what? It's only going to get better. Sure. I mean, this is just, like I said, a bridge to the next part of our life. I want to let everybody know that I do have some tickets, and it is the Ventura Chamber of Commerce Tabletop Business Expo. And so I've got some tickets for that. That is June 7th, which is Thursday also, from 4:30 to 7:30. You can, go over there for an hour and then head over to where I'm at.
Right.
And so definitely, if you are interested, give me a call right now at
805-639-0008.
That's right. And that is from Sheldon Brown over at Venture Breeze and definitely one of my partners.
Don't dial and drive.
No.
Pull over to the side
of
the road before
there
you
go.
Call. 805-639-0008.
All right. And thank you, Sheldon. And I will be definitely stopping by there. So, all right. Well, what I would like to do is introduce our first guest, Nancy Schenker. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good
and is
morning.
Lindsay with you or just you?
No, just me.
Okay, perfect. So tell us a little bit about, so your book is Don't Hook Up with the Dude in the Next Call, in the Next Cube, right?
Yep. The subtitle is 200 Plus Career Secrets for New Grads.
I love it. And how'd you come up with that name?
Well, you know, as we all know, sex sells. It was either going to be
really
sex or food. It could have just as easily been don't leave crumbs on your desk. You know, that is especially in our new era of social connection. I think that, and it's existed even from the time I graduated many, many years ago, is for a lot of recent grads, their new friends out of college wind up being people they work with, and that can lead to relationships. And inter-office relationships can lead to job problems. So although that's certainly just one of the 200-plus tips in the book, it's one that I think is a topic that kids getting right out of school may not really be aware of. They might have lapses in judgment, a little too much to drink during happy hour, and sometimes the decisions that they make do wind up having a long-term impact on their career.
Okay. Now, you know, so you have some tips in here for social networks, right, to keep your ideas organized and accessible.
Absolutely. I think that so many kids graduating from college these days have used social media only for social purposes. And it's really my generation, you know, a 50-something, who understands the value of human connection in combination with social media. It could be a great lever for networking, for job hunting, for building your personal brand and getting ahead in your career. So what I counsel every recent grad to do is to first Google themselves and see how they are coming up through an internet search, and then to really set about cleaning up their online profile as if it were a resume.
You know, it's really amazing that we even have to consider doing that anymore, that you have to consider what are you putting on your Facebook or what are you putting on anywhere out there, mm-hmm. because people are going to go search that to find out about who you are. So you have to be very mindful, even starting now, even if you're not a new grad, high schooler, whoever's listening. It doesn't matter. You've got to be really careful about what you put out there.
I just heard, in fact, as I was driving in, that the colleges are checking you earlier and earlier now to see if they want you. Not
really?
If you're able, if they want you.
Right.
So there's so many things. You deal with a lot of
I do, and one of the things I've noticed, I think, is a trend that's happened, especially over the last 10 years with the social media explosion, is that people, especially girls, are basing their sense of self-esteem on the social acceptance rather than basing their sense of self-esteem on developing a character. I remember in high school, most of the girls that if I think about them in high school, the ones who are memorable are ones who stood for something. They weren't making an effort to get people to like them. They said, I'm, you know, straight, or I'm sober, or I'm going to be the girl who wears a bouffant hairdo, or something that they developed character within themselves as a sense of identity, rather than nowadays what I see is it's the amount of friends you have, the amount of social acceptance that increases your status.
You're not living,
point.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny that you say that. I mean, really, because they're not living for purpose. They're not living what their gift is. They're living by what other people are thinking about them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, you had also asked, you know, sort of the genesis of the book. There was a true life situation, and it ties in with what you were just saying about social acceptance, where a former employee and one of my interns were trash-talking about me on GChat. And the intern didn't have the common sense to shut down her computer screen at the end of the day. And it wasn't so much that she and her coworker were trash talking. You know, I think that's just something that we all did at some point or other.
Kind of a gossipy thing.
Yeah. But the fact that she was doing it in such a public way on my office computer, where it was all about sort of fitting in and being cool and, you know, peer acceptance. And it never dawned on her that this could wind up resulting in her getting fired.
And you might think, oh, okay, at the end, I'm going to erase this. And something happens. You step away and you completely forget. So just don't do it.
Once you write it, it's always there.
Yeah. Do you know, even in our studios, you know, a lot of times we'll go in and post things on Facebook and we forgot to, you know, get out of it or, you know, log out. And let me tell you. There's been things, you know, I don't know who does it or what, you know, and maybe there's sometime as a joke, but let me tell you, the whole world sees it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so you got to really be careful and you got to, and that one thing that you post out there is your.
Well, and I think it's a challenge for young ladies to really create a very strong sense of identity, a character that they can carry with them. You know, when you think about strong women in history, you think that they had a character that carried throughout their career and throughout their lifetimes. You know, the Audrey Hepburns of the world, and people like that. They carried a persona with them that they carefully crafted, that they jealously guarded, and I think that that's a good thing.
You know, Nancy, you actually start the book with that, how to find what your unique brand is, your unique voice and point
brand,
of view.
That's the word. Yes.
And I call it your gift.
Yeah.
I really do.
There's a checklist called the Passion Pinpointer.
Oh.
Where I really encourage young women to answer some very simple questions. It's like a cleaned up version of a Cosmo quiz.
I love it.
Help you really come to terms with who you are. What the true genuine self is,
and what you like. We just spoke about this yesterday. Actually, what is it that you really like? Not what you're told that you're good at, or
what you learned from your family,
right? But what do you really like?
And I have to tell you, you know, and I know that I am not the only one out there. Okay, but I go through chapters of my life that all of a sudden I feel like, oh my gosh, who am I again? You know, I gotta like kind of dig my feet.
Hello, that's life.
But you're capable of reinventing yourself.
Absolutely.
But your core character is
never going to change.
Exactly.
And go ahead.
And that's something that I think young women need to realize, and it's difficult. I have two daughters, 24 and 20, and I'm always saying to them, this is a journey. The next job you take is not a job for life. I spent almost 20 years working in financial services, even though I was an English and psychology major. And rather than, you know, beating myself up now about the fact that I spent so much of my adult career doing something that I really wasn't all that interested in, I try to focus on the skills that I learned along the way. I just had lunch with a girlfriend who worked with me at Citibank and MasterCard, and we were talking about all the skills that we learned working in that environment, that even though neither of us is working in banking anymore, we're really better for having spent that time along the journey. So to really look at it as a path or a road trip throughout your life.
A road trip, that's perfect.
Saying, what is it that I'm learning? And when it does get to be really unpleasant, you know, if you wind up running out of gas in a desolate town, it's time to take a new route. But you really do have to keep in mind that for most women, they're going to spend 50, 60, 70, even 80 years of their lives doing different things. And as long as you don't look at every decision as, you know, a death sentence, you'll be okay.
And don't quote me specifically on this statistic because I'm sure it's changed, but I know I heard at one point they said on average a new grad will have at least 5 careers in their lifetime.
That sounds about right. Yeah. Sure.
I believe that.
Yeah.
And so it is knowing that things can change and there's opportunity to try other experiences.
And a woman, okay, if they're going to have a family and children, guess what? They're going to be doing the same thing because a lot of people, and, you know, you're kind of at the same age I am, is your kids are older. All of a sudden it's like, oh, it's my turn now. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you go through different chapters of your life, too. And I love that. You know, this is actually my last day on this station, and I'm going to be starting on KVTA 1520. And I would love to have you back because there's so much to talk about because one of your topics is self-doubt how uncool that is. And let me tell you, if I could give
It's also unsexy, ladies.
Thank you.
And the same way, other way around for men. If men don't have the confidence, there's a lot of self-doubt. It's very unattractive.
Yeah, confidence is the sexiest quality.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love it. There you go.
That's your next book.
There you go. I love it. gosh. If anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are starting your day here in a positive way. We're talking with Nancy Schenker, and her book is Don't Hook Up with the Dude in the Next Cube. Really great questions. I want to have you back because I think it's so important to find out what your personal branding is. And there are really
Thank
good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, definitely. Where do we find your book?
You could find my book on the website, twobooms.com. That will take you right to the Amazon link, and it's available both as a paperback and as a an ebook.
Okay, perfect. Are you on Facebook?
I am on Facebook.
Could you become a friend of mine so I can hook up with you?
Absolutely. Well,
I wondered if you were going to catch that. So, all right. Well, all right. I'd love to really talk further. I think you did a great job. So, thank you.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. So, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We're going to talk with Noel. I've got Dr. Stephen Trudeau. I've got Prudence here. And we're just going to wind down here. We've got some time and we're going to just chat. So, if you are interested in being a part of our show today, give us a call right now at 805-639-0008. Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you, My Mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
I hate the world today. You're so good to me, I know, but I can't change. Tried to tell you, but you look at me like maybe I'm an angel underneath, innocent and sweet. Yesterday I cried, you must have been relieved to see the softer side. I can understand how you'd be so confused. I don't envy you, I'm a little bit of everything. I'll roll into one. I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed. I'm your help, I'm your dream, I'm not the
Well, that just about says it all.
Does that sum it up right there?
Well, I know that you guys are going, wait, what is that? I love that song. I do. I think it represents every part of a woman.
Exactly.
Yeah. It really does, you know.
We're multidimensional. We're not just cardboard cutouts.
Yeah, I love it.
Which is what brings and makes life interesting.
It is, exactly. And if you are just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm here with Prudence and Dr. Stephen Trudeau.
Yes. I'm so glad you had me in today.
Thank you.
It's kind of a nice
wrap-up.
Yeah,
we got Barry on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And, you know, like I said, you know, it's just been an amazing journey. I have to thank all of my friends and, you know, Marcia and Jeannie. And,
you know, and doing a daily show is so much work. People have no idea how much effort goes into that.
I have to tell you, you know, I wrote, let's see, you know, it's funny. I don't ever write anything like thinking I'm going to write a speech. Mm-hmm. But I woke up about 3 o'clock in the morning and I wrote something. And so I do want to read it for all my friends out there and all my listeners. And you know, I want to thank my husband and my kids and
You've had a lot of support.
My parents, you know,
absolutely.
I'm serious. They have, you know, it does. It takes an army. It takes a village to do something every single day, Monday through Friday. And, you know, and I think I've done it well.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And, you know, it's been amazing. So,
Well, and you've given up things, too. You've given up a few family trips or not getting to go to the races and stuff with the kids, and so you've put a lot of your heart into this.
I don't do anything without putting my heart into it. So, Barry, I know you want to say something.
And Kim, I just wanted to say I haven't worked with you for very long, but I've listened to the show before I worked with you, and congratulations on the move. I'm going to miss you personally.
Well, thank you. I'm sure
being
we'll
here.
See each other. Absolutely, you know.
But anyway, congratulations on the move, and it'll be a good move for you.
There you go. Thank you so much, and I'm sure I'll still do your hair, so don't worry about it. So, anyways, I want to thank KKZZ and Coach Ron Tunick for teaching me another passion that I never knew I had. Mm. I mean, in my wildest dreams did I ever think that I would be on a radio show. And all I can say is that it has been a journey. And that I'm not going to tell you that it hasn't been hard, because making sure that I find great shows, great people, great guests, it's added a whole new dimension and dynamic to my life, and including all of my faithful listeners. So I definitely want to talk about that. And you know, I'm loud out there, I guess. You know who you are. I've recently received more letters and cards and gifts, and I appreciate from the bottom of my heart all of those. And I'm so touched that by me being on every day has made an impact in your life, because you've made an impact on mine. And so I'm going to just mention, I went through my list and I thought there's no way I can mention everybody, but I do want to, you know, Brenda, Christine, Sharon, Andrea, Gloria, Pam, Leslie, Leo, Nanette, Alan, Sandy, Yvonne, Marty, Roberta, I've met with people. I've done their hair.
Sounds like the Mickey Mouse Club roll call.
I know, you know, but I want them to know that they've made a difference in my life. And just to, you know.
Can you imagine getting an Academy Award and having to thank everybody?
I can't even imagine, you know. But
no, but I wouldn't, you know, push away the opportunity to try.
Yeah, there you go. There
but
you go. That's Prudence mindset reset, you know.
Your family and your friends and your guests and the all the different people, all the different unique and unusual personalities you've had on the show
shared
with people.
It's just been amazing. And it's not going to end here. I mean, we're going to continue to do it over on AM 1520 KVTA.
KVTA.
And anyways, but I do. Please follow me over to our sister station, which is, again, AM 1520 KVTA. And I will be on at 2 o'clock on Saturdays. I will be back more soon. I'm going to be looking for another place that I can, you know, get get out there to reach more people. I mean, that's really my goal.
And I love your live events. And if the listeners out there ever get a chance to come to a Kim's live event, it's so cool. And the way she interacts with people, from Conejo Valley days all the way through wine tasting.
Thank you. Yeah, we do have Simi Valley days coming up.
Yeah.
We have Casa Pacifica this weekend. June 3rd is an amazing. Gosh, it's all about giving back to, everybody. And that's what I'm about. I'm really about, many hands make little work. We all work together. Also, I want to make sure that if you want to still receive my mommy moments, I want you to call me and get on my list.
How's the book coming, by the way?
It's coming.
Mommy Moments, the book, coming to you soon.
Thank you. 805-419-0008.
So that number will stay with you for...
Forever, yes.
Great.
That number, and you can always reach me. And I want to let everybody know, because there's been a lot of people that, that need motivating, that need an uplift, and I'm so there for you. There you go.
I want to make a point on that number. It is not the station number.
No,
that is a different number. So it's not the one you call in for prizes. It sounds similar, but it's 805-419-0008.
Thank you.
The 419 is different. So just to be mindful of that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Or you can always email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. And my closest event right now is going to be the June 7th, where you'll be able to meet Prudence, myself, Hannah, we're going to get another thing so you can meet Dr. Stephen Trudeau. I'm telling you, you definitely want to meet him. But that is the 7th, this coming Thursday at 6:30 in Westlake.
Kim, I just wanted to point out that meeting Prudence is a treat.
Thank you.
Meeting Prudence is a real treat.
Thank you, Barry.
And, you are all welcome. It is free with an invitation, so definitely call me or send me an email so I can get you an email invitation out for that. And all my shows will still be downloaded to my website, kimpaganoshow.com.
And they're on iTunes, right?
And they're on iTunes, definitely. Yes. And I will be able to be streaming my show on Saturdays, so definitely we'll change the website to stream on that one.
Right.
And... So not only, it's in my blood now. I have to tell you, radio is in my blood. And so don't be a stranger. I will be back. And
you're infected.
I tell you. I know. So, what I want to tell you, though, is my gift to you is to remember when one door closes, another one opens. And be there with an open heart. Really, be there with an open heart, I've gotten letters that people are going through hard times right now, emotionally, monetarily. Life gives us reasons. There's reasons why we have to keep growing from that. And,
Well, it's a wise person who finds meaning in their personal experience.
Exactly.
Rather than looking for the purpose, find it. It's right there in front of you.
Right.
Make the meaning out of it.
Yeah, and ask yourself, what's going on? Why am I having to experience this? It's usually because you haven't learned it yet.
And trusting that the resolution will come.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully even better than what you could imagine or expect. I found this.
Okay.
I love the little memes on Facebook, and periodically I save them. And this one I found the other day. It says, sometimes when things are falling apart, they may actually be falling into place.
I love that.
And keep working on yourself. Discovering your gifts. Really, I think that if I find what my purpose was for this whole show is to help people find what their gift is.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
You're a giver.
Thank you. And you are. You know what? I mean, the people that I have come in contact with, my sponsors, my partners, I can't tell you. They're going to be in my life forever.
When I first talked to you about, the whole concept of positive talk, it's been thrown around out there, but really doing it and living it and not devolving, because it's hard to come up with all these guests every week. It turns into the quote unquote Jerry Springer stuff very quickly. And you never went there. You've always been, bringing real value and maintaining the positive talk, even when there's been pressure to say, well, let's get really nasty and political because that sells. Let's do that. And other concepts and ideas. You're just like, no way. Uh-uh.
You're right.
So what can we expect on the Saturday shows?
Oh, gosh. More of the same of what we've been doing. Really, and of course, now I'm going to narrow it down to the best. And I mean, I've already had the best, but it's just going to be really compact of,
nice.
You know, the best yeah. of what we want to hear.
Very you know, the nice. First time I came on your show, I was actually kind of startled by it because I had done the show for a couple of years on National Public Radio. And it's so slow.
Very
languid
different, yes.
on NPR. And I come in here and there's this dynamo of stuff happening. And it was awesome. It's an awesome experience.
I probably just about the same time because it's been almost a year that I've been on the show as well. And I remember coming in and just thinking, I'm just sitting around having coffee with friends. That's what I came in with, is that mindset yeah. of I'm sitting around having coffee with friends and talking about things that we enjoy and learning about all sorts of different things that are out there and available. I learned yesterday about seaweed. Who knew so much about seaweed?
There you
go. I was fascinated.
In fact, he wants to become a sponsor. I mean, you
excellent.
Know, you know, and that's what it's all about, is really, I just find, like, you know, this was the last thing. Again, I come from gratitude instead of satitude.
Yeah.
And
nice.
You know what? Yeah. I really look at life as a gift, and each mm-hmm. day is a gift. And you know, I just, this has been an amazing ride for me.
You know, why do most people do what they do? Reward and punishment. They're trying to seek rewards, usually money and other things like that, or fame, and they're trying to avoid punishment, any type of pain. And that's what drives most people. But people who really are evolving or choosing to evolve do things out of personal mastery and altruism. That is a creative model rather than a consumer model. If you're always worried about consuming and getting, it's a driving force, but there's a lot of hollowness and emptiness there. So when you move over into the creative side and you want to create happiness and joy and altruism, create smiles on other people's faces, you know, that really is the next step in our evolution. And that's what you've been doing. That's what you've been exemplified, you know, in all the time that I've known you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank
Very
you.
Nice.
You know, and really, it's all about investing in yourself.
Yep.
Investing in yourself. I hope that we've all of us have been a support team to my listeners out there. And I'm not going away. So don't even think that. Definitely make sure you set your radios for AM 1520 KBTA.
Saturdays at what time?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right on.
2 o'clock, yeah. So I'll be sharing my weekend with you now.
And you'll still be able to listen online and all of that.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
Just change the
yeah.
the call numbers. But what I think is amazing is we talk about being right here in the county. And I know that I've received messages from people as far as Canada
yep.
and New
mm-hmm.
Hampshire and Oklahoma and all over the country who are listening. And that's congratulations.
Yeah,
you
share with your friends. I share with my friends. And
exactly.
I've got friends and family back east that are saying, boy, I love the show. It's really great. So they're live streaming it. So,
and I have to tell you, you know, one of my sons races, and mm-hmm. We're all over the world racing. And I have people, when I come in, they're like, great show last week, and I'm in, you know, Florida.
Nice.
And I'm like, thank you. You know, that is the weird yeah. thing. I've said that all along. You never know who's listening.
Right.
And
yeah.
I want to thank you for listening. And yeah. so we're going to take a really, really quick break, and we're going to talk to Noelle Nelson, one of my favorite therapists, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Vacations have been changed because of it. Wedding dates postponed for it. Come find out why. Get your tickets to the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine and Food Festival Sunday, June 3rd, hosted by the Zarley and Van Cusen families on the beautiful grounds of CSU Channel Islands in Camarillo. The Casa Pacifica Angels Wine and Food Festival is a foodie's nirvana with over 85 restaurants, dozens of caterers, bakeries, and specialty food vendors, plus over 150 wineries, 35 craft brews, a silent auction, all set to live music throughout the day. Get VIP tickets for the ultimate festival experience in the VIP lounge presented by Wells Fargo, with exclusive foods, music, and the Anheuser-Busch Belgian Beer Garden. Come to the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine and Food Festival Sunday, June 3rd, benefiting Casa Pacifica Centers for Children and Families, providing hope and help. For tickets, go to cpwineandfoodfestival.com. That's cpwineandfoodfestival.com. Sponsored in part by Gold Coast Broadcasting.
been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Whoa, yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain.
Yes, I paid the price,
but look how much I gained.
And I have gained so much from just that, you know, another step in our lives, you know.
Perfect song.
I know. I love it. I love it. And anybody out there that is just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. We've got Prudence here, Mindset Reset,
yes.
And we got Dr. Stephen Trudeau, great therapist in Westlake, and you definitely want to go.
I'm all over the
you
place.
You are.
Yeah, actually, at the end of June, I'm going to be out at Bethesda Maryland Hospital.
Say that again.
Oh, nice.
Bethesda.
Wow.
Yeah, they invited me out based on my book, The Special Needs of Parenting, and I'm going to be speaking at the National Hydrocephalus Association Conference.
That's right. Maybe I'll be able to go with you now.
That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah. But, congratulations.
Thanks.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. You know, it's all good. It's just we're all over the
love.
Way.
Spreading the
love.
Joy,
yeah. Well, I want to bring on my next friend, Noelle Nelson, therapist, book writer, author. She's been in my life for a lot of years, and I love what Noelle does. So welcome, Noelle.
Thank you, Kim. It's always a joy to be here.
Thank you so much. And what a great topic, smile, because it's good for your health. So tell us a little bit about what we're going to be talking about, and how are you?
I'm very well, and as usual, I'm smiling.
I love it. You are always smiling, I'm telling you.
I mean, that sounds pat and trite, but you were just mentioning about spreading the love.
Yeah.
And one of the fascinating statistics I came across is that children smile about 400 times a day, and most adults smile less than 20.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a big, big, big difference.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are inclined to say, well, it's because kids don't have responsibilities, la, la, la. But, you know, those of you who have kids, kids have responsibilities. Look at what school and soccer.
Right,
and,
right.
They just don't take life quite so seriously.
Well, mostly, you know what it is? It's that they actually want to enjoy their life. So they deliberately, in a sense, look for what makes them happy.
Yeah.
And they're much, much better than we are at just kind of sticking to that.
The wisdom of a child.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, when I was in grammar school at Catholic school, the nuns used to tell us, if you see someone without a smile, give them one of yours.
Oh,
that's nice.
Yeah.
And it's so impactful. I mean, it happens to me. You'll see someone and they smile at you in the street for no good reason, and all of a sudden your day is lightened.
Mm, yeah. I love it. I love it. Noelle, I just got a text from my mom, and she wanted me to tell you hi.
Oh, well, thank you, and hi back.
And that she misses you.
Your mom is a sweetheart.
Thank you. So, you know what? It is so important. You know, it's funny because a lot of times when you wake up in the morning and maybe, you know, things aren't going the way you thought they should be, or things are a little tough in your life, there's something about looking in the mirror and smiling and looking at, you know, what I call gratitude instead of satitude, and start really looking at all the things that you can be thankful for. And all of a sudden, you start to think, oh, my God, life could be so much worse, and you start getting better. So I love, you know, I really love to smile.
I was just thinking, wouldn't it be a fun game to go out about your day and see how many people you can get to smile? Or try and set a goal of, I'm going to make 10 people smile today and see what happens. Wouldn't that be just fun?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
All right, and then we'll post it on Facebook.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a contest.
You saw the absolutely wonderful video that was on YouTube.
I love you.
Years ago. Yes.
Yes, I did.
That's exactly what it was. A dude who went around basically hugging people. And people responded, you know, some people thought he was a freak.
Yep.
And some people hugged. And the joy, the way their faces would light up when they would allow that interaction was just incredible. And he literally went around the world doing that. So, yes, I think your idea is fantastic. And it's not so much you have to make anybody smile, but just when you look at them, it appreciates something about them, and it'll make you smile.
Yeah.
And they'll feel the genuineness.
And there is something about when someone genuinely smiles at you and you're just walking by and you can feel it. You feel the difference in just a little, you know, kind of a half smile. You just walk by, I've acknowledged you, versus a smile, and almost like they're excited to see you, and they walk on and they never said a word. And
right.
You kind of, there's a different step to your and beat to your step.
You know, and then, okay, so, you know, have you ever been into like a store or a restaurant and the person's having a bad day and you're smiling, you're like, they don't smile back. And I often take some time and I go, I think you're having a bad day, huh? Is everything okay? You know?
Mm.
And after a while, they're like, thank you. Thank you for acknowledging that I'm, you know what? I'm going to, you know, you kind of remind people that life is too short.
Yeah.
So, Noelle, tell us some of the things that we can do if we wake up and we're not feeling like a smile.
Oh, there's so much to be grateful for, right? The second your eyes open up, which is number one, don't beds feel wonderful?
Yes.
There is something about being under
some
those
do.
Covers.
Well, that's true.
A bed of nails.
Really, you can start right there, and you can start by being grateful for the fact that you woke up. There are people who do not wake up.
Yeah, not everybody gets the privilege of waking up.
There you go,
yeah.
Yes.
You have a chance at another blessed, beautiful day. So, you know, it's just going to the real basics, the things that I think of as very close to you, your breath, the fact that you woke up, your bedding, if your mate is there with you, is the fact of their existence in your life, even if you're mad as heck at them, still they exist within your life, and that means that there is a possibility of joy there. And then, you know, the fact that the sun came up. I don't know about you guys, but I think that's a total miracle every single day.
Oh, you got it. I'm telling you.
I mean, just think, if the sun didn't come up, yuck.
That's right.
Well, you probably wouldn't be thinking.
Yeah, so the sun comes up, and then you have things to do in your day. Well, sometimes we let those things to do be a burden, as opposed to, oh, I have an opportunity to be productive. I have an opportunity to move forward in this life. So much about mindset and just switching your focus.
When we often talk about also the people you surround yourself with and where you put yourself, that really helps a lot as well. So if you're noticing that you are around people who aren't smiling, who aren't doing things, maybe it's time to kind of take a little look at who are you surrounding yourself with, and is it time for a change of scenery?
There you go. You're right. Because they do say out of five friends, right, that you are
the average of the five.
Right. Yeah. But if you feel like you're not getting generated from them, it's time to actually kind of move on to another group. You don't have to leave them, but you need to. You have to be stimulated by people, and I think that's interesting. And I think it's you need your support team.
And there is another side to that, which is sometimes we're just not looking for things to appreciate in the people around us. We're just paying attention to their faults and their flaws. So sometimes before you jump ship to another group of friends, it might be valuable to take a look at, okay, am I whining and moaning here, or am I genuinely, you know, seeing what is there? Because that's what happens in relationships. You know how it is? You go through a pattern where you seem to date or marry the same person over and over again.
Well,
and so, you know, moving over to a new group of friends is marvelous. But first, it would probably be good to look and see, okay, am I appreciating what I have around me?
Am I being the type of friend that I want to attract in my life? Am I being the friend that I'm hoping they're going to be to me?
That would be a great way of looking at it.
Yes, very good. Noelle, you always have a great way of putting things. And if anybody's just joining us right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking with Noelle Nelson.
You know that smiling is also biochemical?
Totally.
That if you smile and deliberately smile, you change your brain chemistry.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, you release endorphins and growth hormones and all kinds of good things. It's an important thing to do.
Yeah. And it takes less muscles to smile than it does to frown.
Yeah, frowning is...
And you look so much prettier or handsomer, you know, when you're smiling.
You look younger.
You look younger
more refreshed.
When you smile. Absolutely.
Yeah. Think of all the ways and things that you could smile about.
What do you think about smiling eyes?
Oh, I love smiling eyes.
Have you ever
eyes.
Seen those pictures where they cover the face and they you try to guess if their eyes are smiling or frowning? Smiling eyes are real.
Oh, I like that.
Well, smiling eyes are one thing you cannot control. In other words, you can slap a fake smile on your face, but you can't slap fake smiling eyes on your face.
Exactly. Interesting.
And so the key, really, to smiling eyes is to find things that genuinely make you smile.
I like that.
And respond accordingly. It's a response thing, not a plaster on your face thing.
And that's a great technique. If you know that if you're having just a rough morning, think about something that brings you genuine joy. I think about my nieces when I get to see them. They're little. They're under the age of 5. And they just light up when they see me. And I light up when I get to see them and they call out for me. And so think of something that brings you joy to help get that smile back.
So I won't think of my golf game then.
Well, if it's a good game,
well,
if it was a good golf game.
Think of that, you are able to go golfing.
Yes, exactly.
So there you go. Noelle, you know, this is actually my last day on this station, and I am moving over to AM 1520 KVTA, which is a much bigger and broader
territory.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much. And I'm going to be on Saturdays at 2 o'clock, so I'm hoping and that you'll be joining us over there, too.
That'd be wonderful, and thank you so much.
Absolutely. So if you could leave us with one positive thought, because you know that's what I'm all about, positive, and you and I have had amazing journeys together, and I hope to continue. What would you tell people?
I would tell them to be aware, much, much more aware, of the joy that is present in every single life if we just look for it.
I love it.
And that will bring a smile to your face over and over and over again.
Wow, I love it. And really count your blessings.
Totally.
Count your blessings. So,
What if I can't count that high? I have to start having to use algebra.
There you go.
Then just keep using the same figures over and over and over.
There you go. I love it. Well, thank you so much, Noelle. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and a pleasure to be on the show.
Thank you, and we'll talk soon. Okay. Well, Noelle Nelson, and, smile. It's good for your health.
Nice, positive.
Really?
Little thing there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, something as simple as a smile, really, walking down the street. So you see somebody walking the other direction. Right, L.A., nobody walks, right? But but literally, you know, walking through the mall or through a parking lot or going to the grocery store and everybody's fighting for that one spot near the front door. You know, if you're walking from the back of the parking lot because you chose to park back there and you pass how many people, how many smiles could you collect? How many smiles could you give?
Right.
You know, what a neat thing to do. And as a kind of a...
What a neat, great goal.
A thing that you always do. I mean, adopt it. Really adopt it as a consistent part of your personality, you know, that's what you do.
I love it, and I love what you talked about with the eyes, because I'm all about eyes.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, people that don't look in your eyes, I have a problem with that.
I know.
Right.
And it's not because I think that they're trying to be rude or whatever. To me, I see that more as an insecurity in
that
person.
It's very much insecurity.
It's like, no, grasp my arms here. It's okay. It's safe.
Yeah. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you through this journey. Yeah. So anyways, well, gosh, amazing, amazing. I want to remind everybody, AM 1520, 2 o'clock on Saturdays. Remember my website, kimpaganoshow.com. Dr. Stephen Trudeau, give out your website.
My website is Humans Guide, humansguide.com. And I have a blog tab on there that I've been so proud of and excited doing this year.
It takes a lot
of
work to do that.
It does. And I made a goal of actually doing the blog once a week.
Good for
and,
you.
And I haven't done it yet.
That's okay.
But I have done way more than
good.
If I had
okay.
never started.
Because you know what? I'm going to be refreshing
And I try to write usually about 800 to 1,000 words to really kind of cover a concept of personal growth and development. You know, I call it the courage to thrive. How you have to have the courage to really thrive. And but it's been a fun exercise, and I've got a whole bunch of them up there. I do at least a couple of months, and sometimes I actually do a couple a week if I get inspired. But, yeah, go to humansguide.com and check out my blog and subscribe to it. And, you know, there's a lot of really positive stuff there. And, you know, you do have to have the courage to thrive in your life, not just survive. Surviving is keep breathing, and sometimes that's all we can do. But you get tired of that. At some point, you want to thrive. You want to grow. You want to blossom.
Right. Prudence, give out your website.
So my website is www.mindsetreset.com, and I have a blog on there as well. And it's
you guys
I start
make
writing.
Me look good. I'm telling you, I'm so glad that you're not keeping up with it. I'm going to have more time to help my my website and give you some more valuable stuff to read. I just got a text from Brenda, and I want to say thank you. Basically, she just told us kind of what we were talking about. Thank you for adding so much value in my life. And I really appreciate that. It makes me feel so good when I hear from
You need the positive feedback.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I need it just like everybody else does. We all need it.
Like a drug.
Let's just, be our support team. So, again, follow me on Saturdays at 2 o'clock on KVTA AM 1520. Of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. First, I want to thank you, Barry, for being a part of my show. I really appreciate that. Dr. Stephen Trudeau, Prudence, Jeannie, Marsha, gosh, Giovanni.
Yeah,
there's just been an amazing all of my partners and
Matt,
that has been, yes, definitely. And, of course, today, my mommy moment is the toughest part of getting to the top of the ladder is getting through the crowd at the bottom. And, God, keep your thoughts and your goals and your dreams high. And I am there for you. And you might not hear me every morning, but let me tell you, I am still there. You can get all my emails, my mommy moments, and stay tuned with me on AM 1520 KVTA, 2 o'clock Saturdays. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Tomorrow will be my first day. So definitely stay tuned. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'll go.